Welcome to the Firmi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiniest daf base and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph. Starting Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara of Zeir, Rav Shem Rav Chanino. Rav Zeir said in the name of Rav Chanino, Hoya Oimit Begeshem, V'Hizki Sheltal. When a person needs to say Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem, but by mistake he said Mori Detal, Ein Machzuri Moisoi, it doesn't have to go back. But if he was supposed to say Mori Detal during the summer, and he said Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem, Machzir Moisoi has to go back. Says the Gemara, V'atani Betal Uveruchos Lechivu Chachomim Lehaskir. Imrotso Lehaskir Maskir. When it says you have to say Mori Detal, you don't have to say it. You can omit it completely. So why, if he's saying Mori Degeshem instead of Mori Detal, there's a problem. You don't have to say Mori Detal at all. Answers the Gemara, Lehudom Yahud Demekil Lehud Deloy Matzliv Loy Mekil. It's not simple. If someone comes and gives a klala, gives a curse, it's not like not saying anything. Mori Detal is a bracha. Not saying anything, there's no bracha, no klala. But saying Geshem in the time of Tal in the summer is a klala. So it will be Geshem V'Yizki Shel Tal. If during the winter he said Mori Detal, Ein Machzir Moisei, doesn't have to go back. So it will be Atanim Lo Yishol Bikas Hashonim. If he did not say the same Tal Toi Vrocha and Bikas Hashonim, or Shelo Yizki Gvurus Kshom, he did not say Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem V'Tchias Hameisim and the bracha V'Tchias Hameisim. Machzir Moisei, it says he has to go back. Says Gemara, Behud lo yitka lo yital v'lo yimotor. If he didn't mention anything, not tal, not motor, he has to go back. But if instead of mentioning motor, he mentioned tal, he doesn't have to go back. Hoseir b'shem chuno lo yishol b'kas hashonim oimor b'shem atfilo. If he forgot to say the same tal motor yivrocho and b'kas hashonim, so when he gets a shem atfilo, he should mention it there. V'tikavaso, similarly, im lo yizkir gvurus shom mitchias ameisim, if he didn't say mashav ruach in the geshem in tchias ameisim, or even b'shemat filo, he should say in shemat filo. Says the Gemara, that makes sense. Ma'im she'ilu shemid doichak. When you sing a request for Saint Talmud Torah Vrocho, which doichak means it's something which is not coming easily. We're asking for a request. Or even b'shemat filo. So you could say in shemat filo if you forgot. Askoro shemid revach. Askoro, which is a shvach, which is mishabach kol shibuchu. You're not asking for anything. Loikosh again, you could say in shemat filo. But we learn, if he did not say the same Talmud Torah Vrocho, or Mori Degeshem, Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem, Machzir Moisei has to go back to the beginning. Omar Rav Amri, Achui de Rav Yosi, Beshloi Omar B'Shemayat Filo. If he didn't mention Shemayat Filo, he has to go back to the beginning. But if he didn't remember, he mentioned Shemayat Filo, then he's fine. Says the Gemara, Heicho, Nuchoy, when does he have to go back? Yaivo kedoma of Shimon Barbo b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. This goes like Shimon Barbo saying Rabbi Yochanan. Perosh Chodesh im Okar v'Sragov. If he moved his legs when he finished Shmoneh Esrei, Chodesh Lechet Chid has to go to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'im Lav, he didn't move his legs. Chodesh Lavoid goes back to Ritzay to say there Yalav Yavoy. V'Kol, same thing over here. Im Okar v'Sragov, if he moved his legs, Chodesh Lechet Chid goes to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'im Lav, if he didn't move his legs, Chozer Shemayat Filo goes back to Shemayat Filo. Sigmo b'Ninve tzichu l'meva tani b'osar pischa. Ninve, there was one year that there was a big drought and they had to ask for rain after Pesach. Usually we don't ask for rain after Pesach, but they did have to ask for rain after Pesach. Also v'shalom l'Rebbe, they came to Rebbe, they asked what to do. Omalon Rebbe l'echu v'asu u'bevat shalui teshanu matbea shal tfilo. So you can ask for the rain, but don't change the nusach tfilo. Echanu omer, so when do we ask for rain? Rav Yirmi Yosov HaMema, I remember Shemayat Filo. I said, maybe you should say in Shemayat Filo. Omle Abaisi lo amav zeir b'shem chuno lo shol b'kas ha-shonim. O shol ha-izkir gvus chom t'chi ha-sameisim. If you forgot to say Santa Motu Yivracho, or Moshe Shavorach Moin Degeshem, or remember Shemayat Filo, he says Shemayat Filo. So you see that Shemayat Filo is the proper place to say Moshe Shavorach. Rabbi says you can add what you need to add, but don't change the nusach tefillah. If you sing in Shemayat Filo, you are changing the nusach, because the nusach is that in the summer you don't mention it, and Shemayat Filo is a proper place to mention it. Where exactly did they add the bakash of Ekshavim? During the tiniest, they had 6 more brachas, as we'll see later in this mesechta. That's where he asked for the Ekshavim. Kedinus the Gemara and Mudbeis at Kedoyin Tzibur Sheish Loshesh. That's good. Tzibur they have and the six brachas. Yalkut Chein Loshesh. Someone who davens on his own who doesn't have Sheish. Where should he say? We ask for Kshamim. For a yachid can ask a shema tefila whatever he needs for himself. So if he needs rain, he can ask for rain. A tzibur can ask a shema tefila for the needs of the tzibur. So therefore, shema tefila, if you're saying Talmud Torah Yivracho, that is a proper place to say it. Therefore, as a tzibur, you can't say it there. You have to say it in the one of the six brachas that they had in a tainis. But as a yachid, you could ask it there. Sigma Tani, it says in the Bryson, someone daven. He's not sure what he mentioned. The first 30 days that they changed, whatever he said till now, whatever he's used to saying till now, he continued saying. From here on, you say that he changed the nusach, he knows the new nusach. When you have Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, so you have 2 days, what do you do? Maskir b'shachris, in the first day you mention the Mashav Ruach with the Geshem in Shachris, ve'einu maskir mosaf, you don't say mosaf, mincha b'shachris v'arvis, and you don't mention also in mincha, shachris, and arvis of the next day, and then umaskir b'mosaf, and then you come and you say it in the next mosaf. We didn't know it to say it b'chalal Shmini Atzeres. The time when you say Mashav Ruach is 60 days into the tkufa of the fall season. That's the halacha. We see a bris this way. Meaning Rav Chaim's Gersa is Bemen Dvarim Beretz Yisrael. You mention the askar's kshamim only based on the time, based on the what the place needs. That's only by rain. Tal, we don't say that because you could say tal whenever any day of the year. So immediately we don't change you between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Here's the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Yeshua Vayin Kshamim Siman Brocha Vechag Lamu Maskir. Why should we mention rain if it's not a siman brach in Sukkis? He's not asking Mashiach Geshem right now. He's just giving a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives rain at the right time. In other words, you're saying the Geshem when you need it, and it's chaviv like Tchias HaMesim. We use here the Gersa of Chaim that adds the words. Keshem Shetchias HaMesim Maskir Kol Hashon Ove'einu Elo Boi Noso. Tchias HaMesim, we always mention Tchias HaMesim, even though it's not yet the time of Tchias HaMesim. So the same thing, Geshem, you can mention as well, even though it's not the time. You can't compare Geshem to Tchias HaMesim. It's not the same thing. A person wants Tchias HaMesim every single day. A person doesn't want rain every single day. So Tchias HaMesim, we want it to be today, even though maybe it's not the time yet. But Geshem, we don't want it today. You can't mention Geshem at a time you don't want it. According to you, she mentioned the entire year, not only during the winter. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua seem to argue, when is Tchias HaMesim? Rabbi Elazar said there's a certain time for Tchias HaMesim, but we're asking for it every day. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Tchias HaMesim belongs every day. So they're contradicting themselves. Yisrael, if without tshuva, they don't get geula. Lo ilam forever. Shneimar b'shuva v'nachas tivoshim. B'shuva means with tshuva. Amar b'shuva v'chim yamdu Yisrael v'leas with tshuva v'ainu nigolim lo ilam. Says the b'shuva, according to you, there won't be geula unless you have tshuva. Amar b'leza kodesh baruch hu amid al melech kosher kahaman. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them do tshuva by having a very tough king that will cause them to do tshuva. My time, what's the reason? What's the source? There's a tzoris, it causes tshuva, and then it comes Yeshua. It says in the pasuk, you were sold for free, and you're not going to be redeemed with money, meaning you'll be redeemed whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. There's no need to have something to redeem you. What Rabbi Elazar will do with that? Continues the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph, referring here to tshuva. Kmo da tomer tzora kesef lo kach biyadoi, meaning that we need tshuva to have geula. Amar Rabbi Yeshua v'chtiv ani Hashem b'hito achishenu. It's like Shmuel will do it quicker. What will we do with that? Tshuva, again through tshuva. Kamo da'at omar, v'atoy soma, Hashem lakecha shoyel mi'imoch, kim li'iro. So v'ato is loshen ace. When will the ace be? When you have tshuva. Rav Acha b'shev shuva levi says, im zechisim achishenef, you have schus, will be fast, v'im na b'it, if now will be in time. Kivan shomer lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Yeshua tells Rabbi Elazar, "Vayarav yamino yusmoy la shemayim vayishava b'chay oylam ki lemoed moyadim v'chatzi." Some kind of a measurement of time. Ukichlois nefesh yad am koydish techlena kolele. So he gave him a specific time when the geula will come. Istalak Rabbi Elazar. So Moses could not answer. You see, there is a time when geula will come. So here comes now that Rabbi Elazar holds that tshuva could be any single day. I mean, geula could be any day. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a certain time. This seems to be a contradiction to our Mishnah. We hear Rabbi Elazar says that we don't have to chesed meisim every day. And you still mention it, that's a raya you can mention also geshem. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it could be every day. So the Gemara stays with this question and does not answer it. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Beis.